Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, everybody, to the
I'm Fat Podcast.
Snacks are best saved for later.
With Jay Zawoski.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
And Rick Camp.
Out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Welcome into another edition of the I'm Fat Podcast, brought to you by our sponsors, Charlie the Baking Guy, Mazda of Orland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, Nick and Ivy Brewing, and yeah.
That's it.
I don't know. Wow, I've done that so many times where I think I just threw myself off by not throwing the and in there. I'm like, wait a minute. There's supposed to be an and before something, so I must have missed one. Nope. Just a garden variety moron.
Well, we're used to that from both of us. So it works out nicely.
This is true. I am the garden variety moron, Rick Camp, alongside fellow fat Jay Zawoski. And Jay, this is we're recording on a Sunday. Even after the Bears had like a nice win on Thursday, it's nice to have a Bearsless Sunday.
It sure is. To not have to just chalk up 3 hours of your day to be frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice to just chill and have a nice relaxing Sunday, especially I'm heading out for Pittsburgh tomorrow. We're doing a really quick trip with CHGO for Connor Bedard's first game in nice. Pittsburgh. So go out there Monday night, come back early Wednesday morning. So just a really quick trip, but looking forward to it. I don't know if I'll have any time to try anything, but if it's out there, I'll give it a shot. If I see anything that looks interesting and if anyone has any ideas, send them over. I'm fatpod@gmail.com. Speaking of that, I'm Fat Pod is where you can follow us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We've got the I'm Fat Podcast fans page on Facebook, which is super fun and super active. We've got our merch shop, imfatmerch.com, with a sale coming up this week, starting on the 12th, right? The 12th through the 15th.
That is correct.
You can save 35% off, up to 35% off everything in the store, classic tees, are 15 or 13, something like that. I'll say 15, and then if it's less, you'll be surprised. Yes. So on the 12th through the 15th, go to imfatmerch.com, stack up on some I'm Fat products. We got lots of cool designs in there. People really seem to like the stuff we're making, so check it out. And if you're looking for anything at TeePublic, use our link, imfatmerch.com, and you can buy anything you want at TeePublic with our link, and we get a little bit of a kickback. Not much, but every little bit helps. Which brings me to the Patreon, patreon.com/imfatpod, or you can check the link in our description here for a little like donate or subscribe button via Spotify. So lots of ways to help. And if you're looking for a free way to help, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Go to youtube.com/imfatpodcast. Make sure you're subscribed to that page and like every video you see. All right, Rick, it's a big week for you, my friend.
It has been.
You and Sam celebrating your 1-year anniversary. Very happy for you. I know you're very happy for you.
Yes.
She made a very nice post about you on Instagram, even though Shane Reardon thought it was a picture of me and not you somehow.
Right. Well, it was from a year ago, so there was less on me at the point.
Sure.
At that point.
Sure, sure. But how'd it go? How was the, how'd you celebrate year one? And we got it. I think, you know, now that you're a year in, and you've got some commitment. We gotta get Sam on the show. We gotta, you know, we might have to have the Significant Others podcast someday just to talk shit about us for an hour.
Right. Which, mind you, everybody would be here for.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
1,000%.
Yes. Yes. 1,000%.
It would probably have our best ratings.
I would imagine.
So still, you know, after work. And thankfully, I definitely was not able to get out of work early on Friday. Let's be clear. I was definitely not leaving work early. Just to be clear, for the record.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. Sam and I went to dinner out in Oak Brook. Have you heard of Restoration Hardware?
Yes.
Okay. So I had not really, until Sam brought it up as a dinner option, that it's like, oh, it's a furniture store
with a restaurant
on the lower couple levels with a restaurant up top. So we went to the restaurant and it was really nice. Like, especially for a Friday night. Like, I know Sam said she had been there once with her sister and a couple people from work, and they went, and it's a different vibe at like lunchtime.
Sure.
Cause you know, you're getting your people in and out, whatever. It's not, it's bright outside and it's got like the roof on it almost. See, my initial thought, because I'm a simpleton, was like, oh, it's like sitting in that area of the old Wendy's at the very edge.
Exactly like that.
It's like, basically because it's like all windows around you. No, much classier than that. But like really cool vibe. Like, you know, it's a nicer place. So like service was incredible, like very attentive, all that stuff. So got to have a little bit of like a few nicer things.
Nice.
So it's a place that I would recommend for people. It is right around the Oak Brook Mall. The address for Restoration Hardware is 1300 West 22nd Street. So when you're on 22nd Street, if you are heading east and go through 83, it's, you're going to be able to see it.
Go
like it, it's very, when you go through 80, I can't even do that. My voice isn't low enough. When you go through 83.
Yes.
It is right there. So it's tough to miss. So you should be able to find it. And especially for just like a night out, like really cool vibe. I liked it a lot. Like there are some places that I've gone where it's like, it feels like almost heavier, weighted down because it's a fancier place.
Yeah.
This was like kind of fancier place, but it doesn't really have that kind of feel too badly to it. Like no, like really nice tables, but no like white cloth or anything like that. So anyway, to the food, the things that matter.
I'll start listening.
Sam. Now. Yeah. Sam. Yeah, exactly. Sam loves burrata.
Oh, burrata's, and mind you, good.
Yeah. So I hadn't really had like good burrata. I'd had like, here's burrata that we had that's like good for a grocery store burrata, mm-hmm. but hadn't had like made at the restaurant burrata. So to have like a nice piece of toast, nice
piece of fish,
put some this really good burrata on it. And then when we were ordering, they're like, would you like the prosciutto with that?
Yes,
of course.
What kind of question
did you
is
ask
that?
The question? So I had that. I had the prosciutto on top of the toast with the burrata, and dude, for one thing, the prosciutto was insane. So good. Super, super thin. Like you can see through it a little bit and just, oh, it topped that perfect. So like to start out with that kind of like a fastball
mm-hmm.
was like, oh, okay. This is going to be like, not just like, okay, we have fancy-ish stuff and it's not that good. No, this is like good stuff. So really good burrata. What else did I? Oh, I got for my entree, it was a shaved ribeye sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
With garlic bread. So, yeah. So those buns are garlic bread. And it comes with the au jus. And that au jus, whew.
Man.
Like, it was. And some people would probably be like, okay, so you basically just got like a glorified French dip or a glorified beef or something. I'm like, no, this tastes next level. Like, however they're seasoning everything and just like every little bit that goes into that sandwich is 100% worth it. So awesome. Just like, yeah, it's like the presentation is simple considering when you see like some of the other dishes where it's a very stripped down menu, but it's like, hey, we do one page of things and we do them all really, really well. I respect that.
I love that.
Yeah. So, but like, I'm telling you, this thing was out of this world. My only quibble with anything was got fries with it too. And it's when fries are presented in like the cone, like the little metal cone with the tissue in there.
Yeah.
Naturally, what they did, they wanted to give you the value. So they jam a lot of fries in there, which I appreciate. But that also means some of them, I'm sure they started crispy as hell, but they got a little soggy.
Mm.
So there was that a little bit. but it's like clearly they were trying to fit the value in there in terms of quantity. So it's like, I get it. The fries were also really good. And also just to pair with that sandwich for me was fantastic.
Sounds great.
Sam got for dinner, got in some salad that looked like a lot of arugula.
Sure.
She loves arugula. Good for her.
Someone has to.
Yeah. It was a big heaping pile of it too. So like for what it is as a salad, it looked very good and she was very, very happy with it.
Okay.
So
any desserts?
So after that, we decided we had to go back to, because this is right by where we had our first date at Putt Shack Oak Brook. So then we went over to Putt Shack and we were like, well, let's get a drink and then maybe get their beignets, because the beignets were incredible, but it was so, they were slammed there. So we're like, let's just get a drink and go. So I had their Very Berry Mule.
Oh,
it is one of the best mules I have ever had. So like it comes with like a strawberry and lime on there, all your mule basics, but then like with a berry twist on it. I was like, dude, it goes down too smooth and it tastes too good to where I had to like check myself a little bit. Sam had an espresso martini. It looked fantastic. Obviously, not being a coffee guy, I did not drink it. She's like, I absolutely love this. You would hate it, but for anybody that loves coffee, they would love this.
Well, she knows you. That's good. You know, you want to be on the same page. And obviously, she gets something, she doesn't have to share, which is a good move too. Sure. Actually, entree wise and dessert wise.
Yes.
Cocktail wise, rather. That's awesome. I'm so happy for you guys. I'm glad. Good thinking going back to like where it all began, and very, very cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it was successful on a food front and, you know, and just a celebration front.
Yeah. So you're going to stop there?
That's all I have to say about that.
All right. Well, congrats for that too. Maybe not so much to Sam, but to you. Hey,
very fair.
She texts us. It's fine. Fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the terminology she used.
Yes.
Fine for me or something like that. There you go, Rick.
Yeah, yeah. Sufficient, something along those lines.
There you go. Good job. I'm proud of you.
Yep.
Anyway, happy anniversary to both you and Sam. And speaking of Sam, last week we kind of recapped the party at her house, and we talked about that spicy hummus dip that you got from Just Kebabs out there in St. Charles. And I was in hopes, like, why do I feel like I've seen a place called Just Kebabs before? And it did not compute with me. There's one on 147th and Cicero in Midlothian.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, hell yeah. Like, let's go. Like, I had an off day this week, you know, because I work weekends. So we went to Just Kebabs. So, you know, I get like random weekends off. And dude, the amount of food we got for the price was absolutely crazy. I'm going to share the screen here. You can see our two meals. So I got the pork kebabs. So you get two like skewers of kebabs with like four big hunks of meat on there. Then you can see there's like two big like roasted potatoes flanking the kebabs. And then under that is a bed of rice that they actually take the potato juice and like ladle it on top of the rice.
Ooh.
Then there's a salad, which is nice crispy lettuce. Like if I like a salad, that's a kind of like crispy cold lettuce with a house dressing. And then there's pita there. Hope got the same deal, but she got chicken kebabs. And then we got the order of the spicy hummus. So all that food that I was so full, dude, walking out of lunch, I was like, I need a nap. I was so full.
Yeah.
All that was $25.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It was an awesome deal. And then Hope brought home the spicy hummus, had it later. Like, it was so much food that I almost tapped out before I finished my plate, but it was just so good that I wanted to keep eating despite being full, which is probably the primary reason I'm fat.
Yes.
But, man, it was so good. I'm going to get the specific address here. It is at, 14747 South Cicero. It was in Midlothian. It was a Hardee's for a while, and I never went. Because I don't know why. Like, a lot of people who have a Hardee's really like it. but I just never felt like super motivated to go.
It never took off here for whatever reason. Like it was here for a while. It had like an initial bump, I think, but then for whatever reason, the staying power wasn't there.
Yeah. Well, look, go to Just Kebabs. The value is absolutely insane. The service was great. Again, a place you can eat in there. It was absolutely spotless. We went in kind of like on an off hour. We were like maybe like 1:30-ish. And it was not like packed, but like lots of people in there having lunch. And it's going to become a regular on the rotation. Like now anytime I go to my parents, it's going to be one of my lunch stops. Because it's right between us and them. And it's funny, I texted my dad like, would this interest you? It's really close and really cheap. Not really. Okay. I'm glad I asked.
Okay, I'll just go fuck myself. Yeah, well,
hey, he's on it. I appreciate his stark honesty. He's like, no, that doesn't sound good to me. Thanks. Okay. He would love it, but you know, he's a boomer set in his ways. So anyway, yeah,
just unless it's in a dish that has little segments to where he can have his meat, his veggie, and the little brownie.
Yes.
Not interested.
Yeah. His new thing is he loves the Dan Dan noodles from PF Chang's, or like frozen PF Chang's meals, and he eats his weight in drumstick ice cream.
Nice.
Loves those. So every time I go, I gotta bring home as much of the two I can find.
The drumsticks with the Nestle Crunch cover, no nuts, and the ones that have the caramel in the middle are like a Mount Rushmore ice cream dessert for me.
He likes the Simply Dipped, the ones that just have the candy shell. He's not big on the Crunch Bar one for whatever reason. The Oreo ones are good too. That's a different brand.
Yeah.
That's like Oreo branded drumsticks, but
I know we talked about it forever ago when the ice cream first came out, but it is it's an interesting strategic move by Oreo to like be their own brand, like to have their own branded ice cream products and ice cream, because they were licensing the name through Breyers, but then I think their personal branded stuff is through Edie's.
Oh, interesting.
I think just by, okay, it's this type of packaging, and that stuff, to where I don't know if they just like had a deal where it's like, yeah, we'll do the manufacturing, we don't necessarily need.
Yeah.
So that's something that I think. I don't know that for sure.
Well, next time I get some, I'll check the package and it will usually say like distributed by or whatever.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's really good. All drumsticks are good. The Oreo ones are great because the shell itself is chocolate, like Oreo chocolate.
Yeah, so exactly.
That's killer. That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to get out to Nick and Ivy this week, and I'm still kind of bummed about it, but I will. Mm-hmm. I will. I got a couple days off. I have next Sunday and Monday off, so maybe I'll get my way out there because I want to try that autumnal beer they have out there. I'm very excited about that.
You have made autumnal the word of the week in this place.
I know. It's come up a lot this autumnal. Week. Autumnal. You know why? Because it's
fine. Why does it sound like a Swirsky word?
It's autumnal. Well, it is. It's nice out. It's nice and cool. Soup weather is here. I'm very excited about it.
I mowed the lawn this morning and didn't sweat.
Oh, nice. Nice. I got to do that. I'll probably do it when I get home. Yeah, screw it. But get yourself out to Nick and Ivy Brewing Company in Lockport, 1026. South State Street. They've got this ever rotating menu of beers, and I know sometimes when people hear like, oh, it's a brewery, they're thinking like it's going to be pretentious and all the beers are going to be kind of inaccessible and only for like beer snobs or beer connoisseurs. But first of all, I love the atmosphere at Nick and Ivy. It's very welcoming. You're going to walk in on a Sunday, all the NFL games are going to be on. Like, it's just a cool place to hang out. It's got a very much a neighborhood bar feel with a craft brewery quality of their beer, which is, that's the best of both worlds. And whether you're into, you know, face puckering IPAs, or your likes to your sours or your sweeter beers, your fruity beers, whatever you're into, they're going to have it for you at Nick and Ivy. They're family owned. It's an awesome place. Paul and Chrissy run the place. It's absolutely great. They don't have food there aside from, you know, some little light bites like snacks and pretzels and stuff, but you can bring in food from any of the great places in the Lockport area. So good. And if you love live music, they do an open mic every Tuesday, and every Friday and Saturday live music comes and plays their stage. It's really, really great. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram, Nick and Ivy Brewing, or visit their website, nickivybrewing.com. That's N-I-K-I-V-Y brewing.com. Again, 1026 South State Street in Lockport. Go check out our friends there.
So yesterday, Sam and I decided to do our donut day because a couple of the places that are on our list are not open on Sundays. So with some extra flexibility, that's what we did. Hit up a gem.
Okay.
That is like a top contender of places we've been so far.
Ooh.
Sauer's Bakery, S-A-U-E-R, is at 788 Army Trail Road in Carroll Stream. And mind you, we decided to sleep in. So we were kind of dead to the world for a good part of the morning. So didn't get, like, we pretty much each one of the donuts that is in the box that you see on the YouTubes is what was available.
Okay. Still.
So even with being made, you know, probably who knows how long earlier, maybe, like, I think our consensus ranking is this is the second best place we've been behind Bosa.
Okay.
So a really, really good option. I want to say my favorite was the sugar donut with the raspberry inside.
Mm-hmm.
It was like really light. The sugar is there, but it's not. And, you know, like it's what you want with a sugar donut, but not like so much to where like with a powdered sugar donut where you feel like you're breathing it in.
Yeah. You start coughing.
It's, yeah. It's not that. It's not like that sugary. But obviously, you've got full coverage there. And just that quality of the yeast donut is, I would say their yeast are better than cake. The cake is still very good, but the yeast is like next level. So between that and your sugar twist there, they're like, we obviously, clearly, if you're looking at the picture, took bites into the sugar twist before remembering, oh, we should take a photo of this. So I'm just like, you and we didn't get to have any of their, they had apple cider donuts or they did, but they sold out before we got in there. Cause we got in there like just before noon. So obviously their stuff was gone, but that was great. We had the cinnamon roll up like top right where, you know, like sometimes with like a cinnamon roll, when it gets too dense, it kind of loses some of it. This was not really light. Like the peel apart ability was awesome on it. So great there. The chocolate custard in the middle top row.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
All the chocolate looks awesome on those.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like, it doesn't look too, I don't know. How do you describe that when it's like how at Dunkin' or something like that, it might look where it's just not as fresh. It looks like, I don't know if fake chocolate is the right way to describe it.
It's almost like a shell instead of a frosting.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's a great way to put it. Yeah. This is clearly frosting. I would say of the things we had, because we wanted to get the half dozen, probably if I had to rank them, it was the raspberry, then the sugar twist, probably the custard and cinnamon. Like those two are a tier. Then the cinnamon roll and the custard are a tier. The chocolate cake and then the cinnamon streusel.
Yeah.
And like, I wonder if that cinnamon streusel was just the one that was hurt the most by the amount of time it was probably in the case.
Yeah.
But man, if those are as good as they are that many hours after they were made, and then they also have pies that they make.
Ooh.
They have cookies. They have like, it's a full tilt bakery. They had apple and blueberry pies there. And they looked wonderful. Like, they look crazy good. They make, and I am going to try this at some point, they make a French silk pie.
Oh, do you have an up? Did you try the Jewels?
I tried the Jewels. I went to a couple different Jewels this week for a couple different reasons. Did not see it.
All right. I'll keep an eye out.
So I wonder if it might have just been that one Jewels.
Yeah.
Had the idea or what? I'm not 100% sure, but I did not see Baker Square anywhere in that bakery case.
Okay. What's the bottom left donut again?
That's like a cinnamon streusel type deal.
Did that remind you of Friday night a little bit? Rick?
The 3-1.
It looks like something else, is what I'm saying.
Yes, it does. It certainly does.
Anyway.
Oh, well, look, anything else? Yes.
Look, change the subject. Okay, I will. No problem. I had something terrible. Are you interested?
Absolutely.
Jalapeno pineapple Doritos. Absolute trash. I'm sorry. Like, I was like, oh, this sounds good. I actually, like, joked about it a few times with Hope. Like, we should try the. Like, yeah. I kept, every time we saw him, like, oh, look. It was this recurring thing I do to annoy Hope. Pretend like I hadn't seen something, even though I had, over and over again. So she finally bought them. And then my teeth weren't feeling right, so I wanted to wait a couple weeks to try them. And I did, and they're bad. They're not good.
Just, like, no redeeming qualities.
I mean,
they're crispy.
First of all, the worst, yeah, they are Doritos underneath all the bad flavor.
Yes.
A sure sign that I'm going to hate something is if the aftertaste just lingers forever.
Oh, yeah.
And that's very much, when your first taste of anything is you go, that's interesting. That's, yeah, it's means you don't like it. It means you don't like it. Like, we went to lunch this week with a friend. I will not incriminate them, but they ordered a beet salad. And they're like, ah, it's interesting.
On purpose?
That's a lot of beets. I'm like, yep, that does look like a lot of beets. Okay. Yeah, interesting. Nope, I'm going to get the wings, thanks.
Yeah.
You know what I never say when I eat a wing? Interesting. I say, hot damn, I'm glad I got these. So, yeah, avoid those. They're not good. But I will tell you something to find. Was working late last night, so and we did, for the first time ever, we did a pregame show for CHGO. So I had to be at the studios earlier. We also recorded tomorrow's show because we're flying out. So I actually did three podcasts yesterday. So I got to CHGO real early. So Hope and Addie had like the whole night to themselves. And they went to Trader Joe's. And Hope found this bag of chocolate from Trader Joe's. It's called the Wicked Good Mini Chocolate Bars. So there's four kinds in there. There's a nougat caramel bar. There's a peanut caramel chocolate bar.
Not for me, but for most.
Right. A caramel and wafer chocolate bar.
Yes.
And a nougat chocolate bar. So basically, Milky Way, Snickers, 100 grand, Three Musketeers. All of these, in our minds, had better quality chocolate than the Mars brand, the, you know, the standard store brand, because there are probably fewer preservatives, and the chocolate, I think, just tasted better. Most of them are almost identical in, like, texture and taste, aside from the chocolate quality, to the brand name. Now, the 100 grandish one, the caramel and wafer one, is more of a, like, a nugget shape than a, like, a oval shape, like a 100 grand.
Yeah.
And the wafer inside this is not, like, broken down. It's like a slice of a wafer cookie with caramel and, dude, it was good. Does Sam like Snickers?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, so if you got a Trader Joe's near you, just grab a bag of these Wicked Good mini chocolate bars, and most people will like everything in there, but if you don't like the Snickers, just give them away, because most people love Snickers. They were awesome. I was very, like, I don't know, I'm weird about my chocolate. Like, I like the brand name stuff. And so I was kind of like, all right, I'll give them a try. So the first one I had was in Milky Way. I'm like, okay, that was good. So I had basically one of each for breakfast. And they were all equally as good. So Trader Joe's, Wicked Good. I'm assuming these are like Halloween themed. So I would probably act quickly on these, because there's like a witch and there's an eye. There's like all kinds of stuff on the bag to make it look Halloweenish. And I don't know if they have these year round. And they're just relabeling them for Halloween.
Sure.
So if you got a Trader Joe's, get there soon. It's a bag of like 24, you know, fun size candy bars. Awesome stuff. So good. Nice.
I found something at a store as well and went to Walgreens. Had no intention of getting this, but, you know, anytime I'm there, even if I don't plan on getting any candy or snack or whatever.
Yeah.
One, even if you don't plan on it, you end up doing it anyway.
Correct.
Two, I found something new.
Yeah.
Skittles Littles.
Ooh.
Which, if you're like, what exactly would that be? Just think M&M minis, basically the exact same tube, but filled with mini Skittles. And I can't say that there's any like huge difference in terms of taste. I would say proportionately about the same amount of coating to the inside part, which I know for me is one of the appeals to the minis, is that there's not quite as much of a shell. Like the shell feels thinner
okay.
on the minis. But for the Skittles, it's pretty much the same proportionately. Like it feels about right, just obviously in a smaller size. So if for you or kids or whatever, I think it's a really good option. Just if you want a different way to be able to maybe, hey, kid, close the top when you're done. So that way it's not a bag of free-wielding Skittles in there.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to go about it. They taste like Skittles. They're really good. And it's new packaging for them. So it was exactly what I thought when I went into it. Like, oh, it's probably just like smaller, but still as good Skittles. And that's exactly what they are. So they serve a purpose for some, I could only assume. So it's an option, at least for right now at Walgreens.
What's nice about those is if you're like, you have like a sweet tooth, instead of going and buying a big bag of Skittles, you can have those and it will take you time to eat them all. Right, unless you just squish it back in two drinks and just chew a big mass of Skittles, which I suppose you could do. But
right, I think that's better for the M&Ms because they're all the same flavor anyway.
Right,
than doing those with Skittles, even though I know some people will do that regardless.
Yeah, that looks good. I'm gonna find those.
Mm-hmm. Get some ASMR going. Ooh, nice.
These Happy Dads are good, buddy.
Yeah,
they're so
good. Are you like half in the bag now?
I just had one. I'm out of primes, so I got to have something else. And I know I got nothing to do tonight. I think Brian and Sarah are coming over for a little get-together later, so,
Nice.
Pre-game a little
I was
bit.
Texting with Brian earlier about the F1 race. He's like, are you watching right now? And I was like, no, Red Zone is on, so it is DVR'd, but it will be watched later.
Good to see football still takes priority.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, yesterday, let's do a read first. Mazda of Orland Park. I told you about my experience there last week where I needed a new water valve and they took care of it. Lickety split. Awesome stuff. Great service. This morning got in the car and, got a little notification on my console there, like where my miles per hour is. It's all like a computer screen these days. And it said, you've got low tire pressure. And back in the day, on my old CX-5, which is like the lesser technology, I would just have to figure out which tire it was.
Sure.
And then figure out what the PSI was. This one said, tire pressure low, left front tire. Here's the PSI of this tire. Go get this filled. So went to, we got a little auto shop like down the street from us, Pete's Auto, and they have free air for everybody. Like you just pull up and use their air thing. Got home, took a look at the tire, and there's a screw right in there. So we're going to be back in the showroom Tuesday getting that fixed because that's under warranty too. I paid for like a little bit of an update package when I bought the car. So I get like free tire replacements, no questions asked, up to 1,000 miles it is. But sure. So yeah, going to get right in there Tuesday and get that fixed. And it's just always an awesome, not only car buying experience, but service experience at Mazda of Orland Park. And I'm starting to see like the CX-90, their newest car is really, a lot of people are buying it. I'm seeing it on the road a lot. Saw a couple of CX-50s this week, too. I think that's going to be my next Mazda. I really like that CX-50. So that'll be when I'm ready to move on from the CX-5 and the car payments for the 20 or for the 30 are paid, we'd probably look to upgrade to a CX-50. So looking forward to that. But go check it out, MazdaOfOrlandPark.com. They're at 8910 West 159th Street. Go set up a test drive, check it out, and go buy a car from Mazda of Orland Park and Eric Vates. You'll be glad you did because it is a wonderful vehicle.
So what were you about to say before we put the brakes on the conversation to talk about Mazda of Orland Park?
I went to yesterday. We went to Calabria Imports, which if you're from the South Side, you know Calabria Imports. And it's old school Italian deli right there on 103rd Street. And I think it's Hale, like on the other side of the tracks there, like just east of Longwood. Can't miss it. Awesome place. So I'm going to put some pictures up. First, I'm going to share my soup. Hope and I both got the soup. This is the chicken pot pie soup.
Ooh.
Yeah. Big old chunks of chicken, peas, carrots, everything that you would want in a chicken pot pie. The only thing I would say, if the Calabria folks are listening, is throw some little pie crust chunks in there, too. That was not
That's
in there.
A great call.
This was basically just like the pie filling.
Sure.
Of of what am I trying to say? Chicken pot pie. So that was great. And then I'm scrolling through our photos here. This is the one Addie and Hope got. This is the chopped chicken, the Jaybird, it's called. It is shredded chicken breast with grilled onions and provolone cheese on garlic bread.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing. That was really good. And then I'm a basic. Oh, this is the soup Addie got. She got like a Italian wedding soup. And then Nice. Where the hell's my damn sandwich? I didn't share my sandwich picture. I just got the Italian sub, which is very basic.
Man uses technology. I know.
But the Italian sub, ham, capicola, salami, mortadella, provolone, lettuce, and tomato. Comes with their homemade chips there. Really mm-hmm. nice dining area in Calabria. But man, I'm telling you, if you're like, it's in like the Morgan Park area. So if you're out that way, even jump off 57 and get some. It's so freaking good. It's so good. It's just one of those places that's an institution. And you know, the sign that you're in a good place is when there's cops mm-hmm. in there. Right, yeah. Like, you know the food's going to be good when the cops are there. They're all mm-hmm. every time I've gone, there's been at least two police officers in there eating lunch. So
okay,
and there is a station like right there, like a police headquarters. But man, mm-hmm. Calabria Imports on 103rd Street is just killer. I love Italian subs. It's like mm-hmm. my new thing. I saw our buddy, by the way, JP Graziano was on Twitter. Somebody asked him if I got a tattoo of a Graziano sub. I get like a free sub? He's like, you get free subs for life doing that.
Nice.
So a bunch of people are like, wait a minute, is this offer for everybody? He's like, hell yeah. So maybe we're going to see a run on Calabria or on Graziano tattoos coming up here soon. But maybe you can get a generic enough sandwich and be like, yeah, Calabria, this is your sandwich. Yeah. Yeah, Graziano, this is your sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm giving free subs for life, I want my logo. I want my name on there, damn it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I appreciate that you're on an Italian sub kick, because I'm always on an Italian sub kick. That's my default.
Yeah.
Whenever I go anywhere, unless I truly have a taste for something else, I'm going with the Italian sub. So, and like, tell me when an Italian sub has done you wrong.
Never.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been times where I've had to hit a washroom with some urgency after one.
Well, yes.
But that's most food for me, so
sure.
I sent Hope like a TikTok about that, and she's like, see a doctor. I'm like, I just did I just got a colonoscopy. I don't know what else to say. I don't know. I think I'm just old. That must be what
you
is.
Are
yeah, that's true. Can't argue with you.
Right, you are old. I tried one more place this week of note.
All right.
Was making the rounds in the city for work and stopped down the block from a place that we ended up stopping at 2552 North Clark.
Okay.
Is the Brunchery.
The Brunchery.
Yes. So this place is, if nothing else, I think I might have ordered wrong, because like what I got was good. But I get the feeling from like the vibe of the place and looking at what other people have that I may have made a mistake. Mm. Because I think when you say brunch, it really is just saying having breakfast at a later time.
Yeah, later breakfast with drinks.
As opposed to me, where I saw like I saw red. Like I saw an auto. There was pastrami on the menu, and I got the pastrami. And you know what? It was good pastrami, but it wasn't like out of this world pastrami. It's like I was very happy yeah. with what I had, but I had a little bit of regret once I saw some of the breakfast food that other people had. So the place looks really good. The vibes are fantastic, like on the walls. This is a place where you can get your breakfast food, your lunch food, and they have some booze. So you can get your mimosas, you can get a beer, you can get whatever, but like, there was a couple got, it looked like, different flavors of like champagne in like little, you know, in little champagne flutes that were part of a rack.
Oh, cool.
And like one of them had cotton candy on it, and one of them had something else on it. And then two of them were very different from each other, but didn't have anything else on there. So it's like they're really trying to be creative, and they do a lot with their breakfast food, which they really lean into. So while what I had might not, like, it was still really good, but like by the way everything else is, I might have left some value on the table there in terms of the best stuff that they have.
Well, you're never going to go wrong on the pastrami. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. people might bat an eye at you because you didn't get whatever. But here, I'm looking at the menu now.
Yeah.
The crowd pleaser. Yeah. Okay. Oh, no. Here. The mimosa flight. That must be what you saw.
Yes. That's yeah. That must be it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. How many were in there? Could you tell?
Four.
Yeah, $25. It's not bad. Yeah, this place looks good. It says it's been there since 1938.
Has it really?
That's what it says. Wow. I mean, maybe it had like a different name. Mm-hmm. It says the Bruntery established 1938. Now, I wonder if it was called the Bruntery, because I feel like brunch is a more like modern term.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the term's been there, but it's not like a selling point until more recently. But so here's one of the signs they had on the wall. You know, everybody has their little like.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of like little picture frames with sayings or whatever. One of them says, I love you more than biscuits and gravy.
Well,
that's a statement for me.
That's an investment.
And I'm like, you know what? That's a sign though. Like that's a good one. I mean, like this is probably my type of place because when I say that, there's weight behind that. Mind you, there's weight behind everything I do, but still, especially a statement like that, I'm like, okay, I see you. So if I'm making the rounds again, you know, probably like a month in the next month or 6 weeks going around the city, might have to make another stop.
Hey, you know what? I think you owe it to yourself, quite frankly, mm-hmm. to try it again, get some of the things you missed out on.
Yes.
And go from there. I think you deserve it. I really do. I would do it again too. That sounds good. 25. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not too far. I can get there. That sounds good. We're always looking for somewhere like that to eat. So
yeah.
Awesome. All right. We want to tell you about another awesome place. Our friends at Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, 628 mm-hmm. South Roselle Road in Schaumburg, home of the I'm Fat Pizza, the I'm Fat Burger, the I'm Fat Grilled Cheese, all of them wonderful items, just like everything on the menu at Fredo's. It's just everything is delightful. Different pizzas, different burgers, whatever kind of sandwich you can imagine. They've got great desserts on site, and you can go to Fredo'sBakery.com to stock up on the brownies, the cookies. Really great gift if you've got an anniversary, Rick, or something like that coming up. Surprise your significant other with 2 pounds of cookies or brownies from Fredo'sBakery.com. If you're going to get the pizza, though, you're going to go to Fredo's Pizza. Place that order online, use that promo code IMFAT, and you'll save 10% on your order every time you order online at Fredo'sPizza.com. So let them know that you heard about them here by using that coupon code or going in there and flat out telling them they'll appreciate it, we'll appreciate it, and you're going to love a great meal. Everyone that has gone to Fredo's on our recommendation like mm-hmm. emails us immediately saying how good it was. Like yes. It never fails. So you're going to love it. We love it. Check it out. Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, 628 South Roselle Road in Schaumburg. I had one more thing to talk about, and I don't remember what it is. Mm-hmm. Damn it. Oh, we got our Portillo's thing. That's what it is.
Oh, yes.
Yes, the Portillo's thing. Okay, so I saw this as soon as we were wrapping up the show last week. Like, it's honestly, like when I hit publish, this tweet mm-hmm. crossed my timeline. So Portillo's tweeted out, the Portillo's draft, choose your team. So this will be better if you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/I'mFatPodcast. But there's 4 teams here, and each of them have menu items. So we're going to choose which one we would choose. And I think, I got to say, Portillo's mm-hmm. did a really good job of making this a very difficult decision.
Yes, they did. You want me to run down the teams real quick for those listening on ye olde audio format?
Do it.
All right. Team 1 is the Chicago-style hot dog, spicy chicken sandwich, chocolate eclair, cheeseburger, and fish sandwich. Mm-hmm. Team 2, Italian beef, onion rings, strawberry shortcake, garden dog, ribs. Team 3, chocolate cake shake, rodeo burger, beef and cheddar croissant, chopped salad, broiled chicken sandwich. And team 4, cheese fry, chocolate cake, Maxwell Street Polish, chicken noodle soup, chicken tenders with hot jardinera sauce.
Now, for me, this is an easy call between 2 of the teams.
Okay.
I'm saying team 3 and team 4.
Interesting. Okay.
Are the winners here because Garden dog, get off my team. That's a veggie hot dog. Absolutely not.
Right.
So team two.
I've seen that in the wild, and it should not be in the wild.
Team one, also very solid. Mm-hmm. That's just a crap ton of food. Like, that's right. Three team, full sandwiches and a hot dog.
Right. Team one and team four. It's almost like if when there you see a roster that's begging for a trade.
Yeah.
It's team one and four. Like, there needs to be a trade there to get a side onto team one and another main dish onto team four.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going team three here. The chocolate cake shake, the rodeo burger, the beef and cheddar croissant, the chopped salad for decoration. But their salads are pretty good. And the broiled chicken. Because that's healthy because it's broiled.
Right. I was, after three rows, I was like, oh, man. Like, I thought team four was out completely after three rows. But I think I'm with you. I'm like, my final two standing are team one and team three, where it's just, do I want a crap ton of food or do I want to, you know, really balance it out a little bit more?
And would you eat a fish sandwich?
Not really.
So, I mean, but will you eat a salad?
Exactly. So those are trade-off. And then I'm still able to get chicken, even if it's not the spicy chicken sandwich on team three.
Yeah.
So you're still getting the chicken. That beef and cheddar croissant is so good. And like, everything has a specific, it's almost like team one is your Stars and Scrubs mentality of, it's got some headliners because we both love the spicy chicken.
Yeah.
I really like the cheeseburger and the hot dog is great. And the chocolate eclair, I would assume, I haven't had it, but I could only assume it's not bad.
Yeah. It's gotta be good.
I'm almost talking myself into team one again.
This is very important, Rick. Don't screw this up.
Team one.
All right.
Just for variance.
All right. So team one.
Because the rodeo burger is very good. Love the beef and cheddar croissant. You know, broiled chicken versus fried chicken. Okay. Still good. Chocolate cake shake. I'm not as much of a chocolate person, like that much chocolate. So I think that's what swings it for me. I can only assume, since like no real other drink is listed, this means like your general fountain drink is available to everybody.
Your standard Portillo's 90% ice drink.
Yes. I'll take that. And you know what? I'm fine. I've got four things that I'll really like, three main items and a dessert. I'm the three true outcome, or really two true outcome.
Well, let me say this though. I got to say, a big sleeper on this, the chicken tenders at Portillo's are great.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if you've ever had them, but they're super crispy. They're super meaty. And when you get that jardinera dipping sauce.
Yeah, that's key.
It is awesome. So if you've never had the chicken tenders at Portillo's, give them a try. They're great. I think there's, I don't know if it's 3 and 6 or 4 and 6. I don't know. I always get 6. So there are options there, but they're really good. Really crispy and crunchy without being like too chewy. It's like nice pieces of chicken. It's terrific. Like it's a very, very good sandwich. So, all right, look, you really can't go wrong. You know, it's everything on there looks great. All right. Shall we ask the fats?
Let's do it.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 1 week since my last confession.
Okay, my son. What is your confession?
I'm fat.
Ask a Fat's brought to you by our buddy, Charlie the Bacon Guy, and here he is with this week's Bacon Report.
Thanks, Jay. This week we have maple pepper, rosemary, French toast, ranch, and jardinera bacon. For bacon jams, we have the original, the bourbon, and the spicy. One is a little bit spicier than the other, so make sure you specify which one you'd like when you order it.
Ooh.
Next flavor coming up will be that new Old Bay seasoning that I've figured out. Keep an eye out for that. Looking forward to it. For the Bacon Report, I'm Charlie the Bacon Guy.
That all sounds amazing. The jardinera is so freaking good. Get some of that. Here's how. Email him, charliethebaconguy@gmail.com. Instagram, same handle, charliethebaconguy. Twitter, @CZTheBaconGuy. He'll get in touch with you. You can arrange a pickup. You can meet halfway. He could drop it off. He can ship it. Whatever you need to get your bacon, he'll make it happen. We like to remind folks that this stuff freezes up beautifully. It's in vacuum-sealed packages. They last forever, months and months and months in your fridge. Same deal in the freezer. He puts a time limit on it, but I know I found bacon that's more than a year old, and it's perfectly fine when I take it out and cook it up. So get some bacon. CharlieTheBaconGuy at gmail.com. CharlieTheBaconGuy on Instagram, at CZTheBaconGuy on Twitter. Website coming soon. Get on it, Mark Fishman. No beep until you do it. Damn it. All right, we've got one voicemail. If you'd like to leave us one next week, please do. The number is 708-858-3314.
Hi, Jay and Rick. Quick question for you. I noticed on a Wendy's commercial the other day that they showed a person dipping fries in their Frosty. And I just had to ask, is this something that's a common practice? Do a lot of people do this? Is it actually really good? I've never considered it, but is it something I need to try? And, you know, knowing me and the McDonald's loyalty that I have, would that work for McDonald's fries and their milkshakes as well? Thanks. Let me know what you think.
This is an alien, right? This is an alien pretending to be human?
I can only assume.
Yeah, I mean, this is a skinwalker. We're talking to a skinwalker.
This is, you know what it is? It's one of those robots from the movie trailer that they're creepily putting into crowds.
Oh, yeah. We can stop doing that, by the way.
Yeah. No, thank you. I will welcome our new robot overlords once we get there, but we're not there yet.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. And I will say, yes, you can do it with McDonald's fries and their shake, but there's something unique about a Frosty. I think it's that maltiness that a Frosty has that makes it just perfect.
I think you nailed exactly what that aspect is.
And it's the same concept as like the salty sweet, like you like chocolate covered pretzel or
salted caramel ice cream.
Yeah. Or what? Yeah. What's thing? The Jimmy Fallon, the Tonight Dough? Is that the Jimmy Fallon ice cream that has the chocolate covered potato chips in it? It's the same concept. It's the same concept. So yes, you should absolutely get yourself a Frosty. I know.
I haven't had chocolate covered potato chips in a while.
Oh yeah. They're good. They're good.
Yeah.
Do it with the chocolate. And I know that while they have the pumpkin Frosty out now, I don't think you can get vanilla. I think they're using the vanilla machine to make the pumpkin.
Oh.
Yeah. I heard on the commercial.
I like the vanilla Frosty.
Me too. But I heard on the commercial for the pumpkin, you know, vanilla Frosty temporarily unavailable, which I assume means they're just using that machine.
Sure.
So chocolate Frosty with their fries. Absolutely, 100%, yes. And it would work, too, at McDonald's or wherever else. But just the maltiness of that of the Frosty is perfect with a fry. Yes, you should 100% do that. All right, that was the only voicemail we had, so let's get to the emails.
Ask a fat about this and that. It's time to chat with the fats.
Email the show, imfatpod@gmail.com. Not a ton today. We got an email from Christian, who told me that the Wickman House in Door County, which I talked about after my last trip as the best meal I've ever had, is being sold. And
really?
So Frank is the owner. After I talked about them in the pod, he reached out, told us he was a big fan of the podcast. So we've been in touch a little bit. And I know he was sort of talking about like starting the next chapter, but I didn't think it would be this soon. I actually texted him, but I haven't heard back.
Hashtag sources.
Yeah, it's sad. Like it's a great place, and I noticed too. Like I'm on like a bunch of Door County vacationer websites, like Facebook pages rather, and there's a lot of stuff closing up there. And I don't know if you know, like big like investors are coming in and buying stuff up and trying to develop it. I hope that's not the case because the part of what makes Door County great is like it is kind of quaint. It's not this big like corporate entity, like tons of condos and stuff. It's that's why I like to go up there because of like kind of the local places there, the local flair. And I hope it's not going away because there's a lot of really iconic Door County places that are being bought or sold. And it's kind of sad. But Wickman House, if you're up that way or you want to get up that way, I would get there before they close. That place is hands down the best meal I've ever had. Wow. It's like that in a distant second. Probably a Cabra would be the second best meal I've ever had. But like, Wickman House was just absolutely unreal. It is in an old mansion. It is beautiful. The service is great. The cocktails are great. The food is great. Everything is grown in like their own gardens. Like it's, it's an incredible place. So get there before they close. And if I hear anything back, I'll let people know. But I hope it's just, maybe he's just selling it to someone who wants to take it over. I hope that's the case. And I hope they keep the same chefs around. But it's kind of a bummer. It's, I'm glad I got to do it once. Hopefully I get to do it again before it closes. But with us going to Disney in January, it's, I don't know when we're going to get to Door County. So, bummer. I'm kind of bummed about it.
Too many places closing lately.
Seriously.
Stop.
And then we got one more here from PMAC who's talking about Happy Dads. He said, Jay, they have a banana flavor of Happy Dads. Think you've said you like odd banana stuff. It's not my thing, but I know people that like them. And I do. I am a big fan of like artificial banana, like banana runts, Those are my favorite runts. And I like banana Laffy Taffy. But the idea.
Do you like odd banana things?
I do. But the idea of a banana seltzer. I'm kind of, I think I'm out.
I'm out on banana candy stuff.
See, I like banana candy. I do like that. I mean, if someone had one, like if I went to a party and there was a cooler and was in there, I would try it. I don't think I'm going to go buy it unless I can buy like an individual can. No.
Yeah, I get that. I don't know what it is about. Well, I'm not the biggest banana person. Like a couple times a year, I'll be like, I really want a like something that's banana flavored.
Yeah.
But outside of that, like I don't know what I'm choosing banana over. Like that's the thing, is I like too many other flavors more to where I've really got to have a taste for banana to really go for it.
Yeah.
So I just don't bother.
Yeah. I get that. I know it's a very polarizing flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's, you either really like it or don't. I really like it, but just, I'm out. I think I'm either way. I think I'm out on the seltzer. It doesn't sound very appetizing to me.
Okay. All right. That's well, it, this is actually by our standards, a very efficient episode. Really? Lately, so
under an hour.
I know, right? It's a miracle. Follow us on all of our social media at I'mFatPod, I'mFatPod@gmail.com. Check out the Patreon and Spotify if you like to help out as well. I'mFatMerch.com. Remember, there is a sale coming up the 12th through the 15th. And if you missed that one, there's one the 26th through the 29th. Stuff is up to 35% off, so that's great. And also start thinking about, you know, your holiday shopping, if you haven't already, because I'm a procrastinator. I haven't really started thinking about that. I just wanted to survive and advance the anniversary first. So now we get to move on to Christmas.
There you
go. So that's the next step. YouTube.com/I'mFatPodcast. If you aren't subscribed already, subscribe and like each video. That helps us out greatly. And you can subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe to the regular podcast feed, along with leaving a 5-star rating and review. And the best thing you can do is check out our sponsors, Charlie the Bacon Guy, Mazda of Orland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and Nick and Ivy Brewing. So for Jay, I'm Rick, and this is the I'm Fat Podcast.
Stay clear of the breakfast burritos. Too much of the chilaquiles.